Nearly 2 weeks after a strike from the district's bus drivers, paraprofessionals, and food service workers, a contract deal isn't in close reach. AFSCME represents the workers who protested what they call dead-end contract negotiations. Ed Sedlowski is with the labor union. He says the strike was successful in giving school employees a voice.
It's a new awareness, a new understanding of about you know, what needs to happen and how, and the very appropriate approach to when you're encountered with being provoked to strike, just how to do it.
He says another strike could be possible in the future.
It looks more likely than not, should things continue. Right now, we're continuing to build our union, and that's in part what the strike was intended to do.
Rockford Public Schools Superintendent Aaron Jarrett says the district is offering $3.6 million, but the union wants more than $10 million. Union members are saying the pay increases aren't enough to cover spikes in insurance costs. I'm Jesse Schlax, WNIJ News.